choosing the best airline for travel can sometimes be a daunting process.
The best airline for Bay Area travelers could be different for people in another area around the country. To get an idea of which airlines have the best conditions here in the Bay Area, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Chris McGinnis. He's editor of the Travel Skills blog on SF Gate. He has written about it for today's edition. Chris, it's always great to talk to you. What airline topped the list?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, Delta Airlines is the best airline overall in the country right now. And what I said in the post is that what the best airline is nationally may not be the best airline for someone in the Bay Area because, you know, for example, Delta, as good as it is, doesn't have a whole lot of coverage in the Bay Area. They do fly to their hub cities from here, but that's about all. So if you want to fly Delta you want to go somewhere that they don't have a nonstop flight, you're gonna have to stop in one of their hubs along the way. But it is a good airline if you go up and down the West Coast. If you fly to Seattle a lot, if you fly to Los Angeles a lot, it's a fine choice.
So, Chris, if you tease out that particular criterion, availability of flights, what does the ranking have to say?
Well, you know, what a lot of people wondered, of course, as soon as they dove into a story like this, is where United Airlines ranks. Because it is by far the dominant carrier in the Bay Area with its gigantic hub at SFO. And it came out really almost at the bottom of the pack. It came out at 8 out of 9 airlines. So what I said in the post is that, you know, while United might not be everyone's first choice, it is their number one airline just because they fly it so much. And I do think that United does deserve a little credit here in terms of really riding the ship over the last couple of years since that terrible incident where Dr. Dow was dragged off the plane. And, you know, they brought in a new CEO and really made a lot of big changes that I've noticed as a frequent United flyer. And it's unfortunate that they came back down due to some operational difficulties this year. But I do think that they are getting better. And they're not at the bottom of the pack, which is where now American Airlines stands. They've had a terrible year in terms of operational performance. They had a lot of problems with mechanics earlier this year. They bumped 15,000 people last year. That's compared to about 100 on United and I think only like maybe 10 on Delta. So they have not had a good year. They've ticked off a lot of travelers, so they come out at the bottom of the ranking.
Thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it. Chris McGinnis is editor of the Travel Skills blog on SF Gate.